it's never a 3-0 game. We've probably had better chances than the home team. And as well, the second goal, it's never been a penalty. So the third goal, everybody stops because we think there's a blatant foul somewhere. We think it's on Bobby Grant, but the referee decides not to play and not to see it. And then they go through and score. So I'm going to start by having a little rant about refereeing standards again. And I just said in the other interview down there, I'm glad it's today. Because I didn't think his performance was too good at the crucial moments. And really, when he looks back at the penalty, he'll think it's pretty soft, that penalty. We did. And it kind of killed the game, really, 2-0.
So what's your emotion then after that?
Yeah, what can you do? What can you do? Everybody's around the ball and they're all, well, we didn't touch him. He just went down. And to be fair, he's an experienced player. But the referee has to be better than that. He has to read things a little bit easier. We had shout second half, Bobby Grant goes down right in front of his eyes. Yeah, but he reads that one okay. So a little disappointing, yeah.
So what about the performance of your side today?
As I said before, we created plenty of chances. Just didn't put them in the back of the net. And some, I think, well, it's easier to put it in back of the net than to miss, but we managed to miss today. So there were some positives to take out of it. Obviously, a negative is we lose a player for a game. Two bookables and, if I'm going to be honest, deservedly bookables. But it's just that. You need some help and you need some luck. Because, again, we were in the ascendancy when the second goal happens. Now, we're moving the ball around the pitch. Looks like we're going to score. Then the referee makes a decision that we think kind of kills the game at 2-0.
You got in some good positions, didn't you? And plenty of goal-scoring chances. How disappointed though were you not to make the keeper work when you got in those good positions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one first half, Josh Walker goes round everybody and he just tries to square it and probably thinks he should have put it in the back of the net. Then they have one cleared off the line, second half. So, yeah, we were disappointed. But, you know, there was some good performances and some positives to take out of it. And we're the first game. So, yeah, you don't want 3-0, your first game. But it wasn't a 3-0 game. You know, anybody it is. So, you know, it's a lot closer than that. And, you know, our luck will come in one of the other games.
The first goal was a set piece, wasn't it? Is that an area you need to look at, having seen you against Derby the other night?
Yeah, we're missing some players, we all know that. And probably would help us an awful lot. But apart from the goal, the first goal, we defended set plays really well. So we know we can, and we're not going to make an issue of it. And we're only going to get better at it.
Talking of missing players, Paul Reid has obviously missed the first couple for you. Yeah. How is he at the moment? And he signed that he'll be back?
He's gone into a lightweight cast, which is good, and we're going to have a look at it probably this week, and hopefully now he'll be back a lot sooner. And yeah, then we got Mazika and Collins that are missing as well, so we're hopeful that they'll all be back sooner than we expected.
What's a lot sooner though with Paul Reid in particular?
Well, we hope as soon as we have a look at the lightweight cast and see how he performs in training and he feels comfortable using it, that, you know, we're going to try and play. But, you know, ultimately, it will come down to the player and what the player feels.
Yeah. Mark Duffy obviously got his marching orders. You've touched upon that already. But it opens the door, does it, for another player now for the game against Crewe?
I thought Connor did really well again. And every time he's come on the pitch, he looked positive. And unfortunately, he got the one off the line. And, you know, for the third goal, we thought he was involved in a foul possibly for us. So, you know, it does it. It's a poor sending off, isn't it? It's a poor sending off. And the first booking is a poor booking for kicking the ball away. And then the second one, Mark just loses the ball and frustration takes over and he just kicks the lad. So it's an obvious second yellow. So,
any update in the transfer market? I know we are sort of heading towards the closure of the window. Any update on that, Alan?
Well, not really. And, you know, it's not a... The window doesn't really make much difference to us. We're not in for buying players. It's loans, so... And as well, not really, Matt, is the answer. You know, finances are really tight, so, you know, we're probably where we are until we can maybe move some players out, but, you know, we're at the top of our budget.
Anybody in for any of yours?
Not as I know.
Okay. And what about Richard Cresswell? I've seen you've been linked with him in South Yorkshire. I think it was in the Sheffield Star. Is that nonsense or might there be something in that?
I'm an admirer of Cresswell, but... It does. It all comes down to finances, and at the moment, we've not really got the finances to strengthen.
Yeah. Does that end? I mean, did you make an inquiry there?
I'd received an inquiry from Sheffield United about Richard Creswell, and that was really as far as it went. And the next thing someone tells me it's in the Sheffield Star. So.